Assalamu alaikum, brother. May I request you to address the issue of sisters or women who don't like their husbands to look at other women. But these sisters themselves will post pictures of themselves online, even niqabis, you know, with like the nice eyes and all that, the makeup and all that, right? Even if it's just the eyes. Go out wearing makeup, perfume, clothes that attract the attention of not just men, but women too. Of course, women somehow always attract the attention of other women. Seems. As a sister, myself, I've seen this trend. It's total hypocrisy to the highest level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your family. Ameen. Okay, let us address this issue, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa ashadu wa la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's your brother Gabriel Romani. Great question from our sister. She says that she's seen it. She calls it hypocrisy. I didn't say it. She said it. She's noticed it. So how do we deal with this contradiction, at least the contradiction, where the women will be so strict, you know, what are you looking at? Astaghfirullah, what kind of Muslim you are? And, you know, this happens. I mean, brothers will look at women. I think a lot of women don't understand that. They get so disappointed and think that these men are so bad if they slip and they see a beautiful woman or something and they check her out. And this is the reality. I know. You say, Astaghfirullah, brother. What do you mean? Well, in the Sahih, the Prophet ﷺ did see a beautiful woman. And it's reported that he went to Zainab, who was tanning leather. The hadith is very specific. And he had intimacy with her. And he said, if you ever see a beautiful woman, it's like a poison, right? Shaitan will hit you. Then go to your wife and have intimacy with her to remove that desire. This is Khayru Khalqillah, who's teaching us. What is he teaching us? Well, he's teaching us a little bit about human and specifically male psychology. So sisters, please take note. Most likely your man looks sometimes at a very attractive woman. If she passes by, sometimes he'll lower his gaze. وَقُلْ مُؤْمِنَّ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to lower our gaze. Yes. The question is, do people really do that all the time? Do they slip sometimes? That depends on from person to person, depending on their taqwa. Sometimes it'll be by mistake. The first look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet said in hadith, the first look is forgiven. So look at the psychology of the male. Allah knows that he might see. And he says the first look is forgiven. Now, I know some men will keep that first look for a long time. It'll be a stare, and that's not good. Right? We see it, we should lower our gaze. Should. This is the reality, sister. Most likely, your husband, your man, if there is a beautiful woman, he might. I mean, even if you don't see him, he might. I remember reading an article of a woman who finally realized that this is the way sometimes men are. And she was like, her whole world came crumbling down because she said, I love my husband. How can this happen? How is this man like that? You know, you need to understand. If the Prophet ﷺ did see and did feel, how about us? So don't get the wrong ideas. I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just trying to tell you how the human male psychology works. So bottom line, men will look sometimes. And that's why Islam came to protect that, to make us lower our gaze, to have more taqwa, to do salah, inna salata tanha lil fahshai wal munkar, stops us from evil and bad deeds, you know, salah. So all these precautions that we have to take, because if not, our fitrah will, men will. And we, as the sister says, even women start looking. Even women look at other attractive women. And they say, wow, she's attractive. This is, come on, don't deny. It's something that I can talk in a different lecture about this. Whether it's considered as lesbianism or just, you know, infatuation or just, you know, competition or whatever. We can talk about it in another lecture, inshallah. So keep tuned and make sure you subscribe to this channel because I do talk about the real deal things. But basically, what about this whole hypocrisy? I mean, it's like you don't want your husband. Astaghfirullah, what you're doing, man. Fear Allah. Yet you are going there on the street, social media, you know, the makeup, the hijab, even the niqab with the eyes and all that. And guys saying, mashallah, sister, the noor. Yahi, come on, man. What noor? The noor is probably a reflection from her light, from the flash, from the phone and the makeup. Okay, sorry, with all due respect to the sisters. So the sister's upset. And she's rightfully upset. I'm also wondering, you tell me, sisters, why you do that? What's going on? What is up with this contradiction? Actually, to dig deep into the female psychology, women are starving for acknowledgement, for attention. It is part of their fitrah. And that's why men are supposed to love them passionately, to give them compliments, to continue to show that they love them, they're attracted to them. This is something that women need. And if they don't get it from the men, they will go and look for it somewhere outside. Now, of course, they're also responsible, like us, to lower our gaze. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Allah is saying also after telling men to lower the gaze, that women should also lower their gaze. They also have to protect themselves. They also have to, you know, like you can't just say, I hate when I hear sisters saying like, oh, guys should just lower the gaze. I'm putting the makeup for myself. I'm looking like this for myself. Really? Everything is coming out. Everything is coming out. And with your hijab on and, you know, lipstick and all that. What the sister's saying? I'm not saying it, guys. Like, don't get upset with me. The sisters are noticing that. Those who are practicing and who are trying their best and who see their husbands being, you know, turning left and right. Because yes, indeed, these women are what we call kastiyatun ariyat. They're dressed but undressed. Ma'ilatun mumilat. You know, they're misguided and they misguide. And they'll say, no, I only do it for myself. I feel good about myself. Yeah, but you're turning heads. As the Prophet said, you're playing with the hearts of the believers. So yes, their wives, the ones who are trying a bit more, they will notice that. And they get upset. And they're like, what is this contradiction? These women are singing the same song all the time. That, oh, men are this, they're dogs, they're pigs, they're this. They always look at us. Yeah, but you're not helping them to lower their gaze. Now, yes, sorry. It is their responsibility, first and foremost, to lower the gaze. Because there's non-Muslim women who could care less about what they dress and how they wear. And they love the attention. Because again, the fitrah, they're starving for attention and for recognition and for someone to love them. It's just natural. They need it. And if they don't get in halal, they'll go for the haram. Allah has given us the halal, marriage, nikah, alhamdulillah. But because some of them don't care about it anymore, it goes for the haram, right? But you as a Muslim woman, you're supposed to know better. Forget about the kuffar women. I'm talking about the sisters. The sisters who come online saying, Bismillah, mashallah, sister, I'm so, you know, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful hijabi sister, whatever these titles of these, social media that they have. Come on, you're helping the shaitan. Yes, the guy, no excuse. He should lower his gaze. It's his responsibility. But you're also responsible for how you're dressing. As the Prophet ﷺ told us very clearly, that the shaitan will try to get you to beautify yourself, to go out, the perfume, the extra things, all that. And yes, you will turn heads. Come on, let's not be silly. Let's not be kids. Let's know that this is the reality. Men will look. Men are stimulated visually. If you know the psychology of the man, he is stimulated externally, visually. That's why women wear makeup. Okay, this is they know it's naturally has been just, you know, a culture, an unseen culture, an unspoken, that people just know that, hey, I want attention. So you sisters are helping them. So you are also responsible as a sister to not dress like that, to protect yourself, to not put these, you know, pictures out there and keep, you know, oh, okay, you want to show sisters how to beautify themselves for the husbands? Okay, make your account private. Make your account private. No, you like the, you know, 30,000, 150,000, 300,000 followers, men and women. You want to do, you claim that you want to beautify and show sisters how to be real wives and good women. Okay, lock your accounts, make them private, only for sisters. Have rules, okay? I encourage sisters to be beautiful and to take care of themselves for their husbands. Not outside. And it seems that outside and on social media, 10. In front of their husbands and at home, 5. What's that? So yes, I agree with the sister. It seems that now the women are realizing that, and that's why they're writing to me, to understand the perspective of a man on this issue. Yes, I do believe that it is a big contradiction. Hypocrisy, I don't know, but it's a contradiction. And we need to address it. So I recommend all the sisters to take it easy. Help the brothers to lower their gaze. They should. Men are responsible. Guys, don't make an excuse. It's not their fault necessarily, but it's not that they're helping you or against you. That's a different story. You are responsible as a man to lower your gaze. And you, sister, are responsible as a woman, something different. to dress properly. Okay? As for what happens in the middle, in between, that is shaitan will mess around. So yes, you might be helping shaitan against your brother by beautifying yourself. Yes, he's responsible and you are responsible. Don't mix the two. Don't try to put the blame on the guy. Well, he should lower his gaze because Allah says so. Yeah, but you should also dress properly because Allah says so. See, so let's not ping pong the blame. Let us all do our duty, inshallah, and all fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. And, you know, look, alhamdulillah, there's some sisters are realizing and calling you on this. They're calling your own sisters. It's not some man rant and whatnot, you know. So please, you want to be beautiful? You want to take pictures? I know women need this recognition. They need to feel desired and loved. But guess what? Not by everyone. Has to be by a husband. You got to be satisfied with that. That's why we work on men as well, to make sure that they understand that. They recognize their women, their beauty, and they can get more stimulated and more attracted and be more beautiful. But it's all done within a certain frame. And that is Islam in the, you know, the concept of marriage, within your house, there. Not going outside, not on the social media. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand that. Barakallahu feekum. Please subscribe to this channel, inshallah, and check out more Real Problems, Real Solutions. And shout out to my patrons, all those who are supporting this work and these videos to educate the Muslim ummah all around the world from a Islamic perspective, from a psychology, Islamic psychology perspective, to understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this deen. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.